From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Rebels in Libya are claiming a victory today after government troops were forced from the port city of Misrata. The last large city held by rebels in western Libya had been under government siege for nearly 2 months. Hundreds of civilians have died. The U.S. launched its first Predator drone strike in Libya today. The Pentagon disclosed the attack occurred but did not provide details. Syrian forces fired on funeral processions today being held for pro-democracy activists killed during a bloody crackdown yesterday. Human rights groups estimate more than 100 Syrians have been killed in 2 days of violence. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut.
President Barack Obama said the use of force against peaceful protests was outrageous. It's the strongest language yet. Condemnations also came from France, Britain, and the United Nations. The death toll is the highest since the protests began, according to anti-government activists. But Syrian state television challenged the numbers and charged that reports on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook are lies. The state news agency claims armed groups are to blame and showed photographs of weapons, cameras, and bottles of blood used to fake deaths. It's a battle between a state-controlled media and hundreds of protesters who record the attacks. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
There are reports the president of Yemen has agreed to resign after 2 months of protests against his 32-year rule. Under a plan proposed by Gulf Arab mediators, Ali Abdul Saleh would step down within 30 days and hand power to his vice president, who would call for new elections, in exchange to be given immunity from prosecution. The main airport in St. Louis is closed today after an apparent tornado hit last night. Officials hope to reopen it tomorrow. Several people were injured by flying glass. Curran Hennessy was on a plane ready to take off when the tornado struck. He described the damage on NBC's Today Show.
You could see debris everywhere. I mean, the vehicles that they used to move luggage throughout the airport from airplane to the different airplanes were completely overturned and thrown around like toy cars.
The same storm also destroyed dozens of homes and knocked out electricity to thousands of customers. President Obama is urging the country invest more in renewable energy sources as a way to combat higher gasoline prices. In his weekly address, the president also said cars in the U.S. are becoming more fuel efficient.
Thanks to a historic agreement we secured with all the major auto companies, we're raising the fuel economy of cars and trucks in America using hybrid technology and other advances. As a result, if you buy a new car in the next few years, the better gas mileage is going to save you about $3,000 at the pump.
In the weekly Republican address, Senator Mike Johanns focused on job creation. He urged the government cut regulations that he says discourage small businesses from hiring more workers. This is NPR News. U.S. military officials said today two American soldiers were killed in Iraq yesterday. The statement said the soldiers died during an operation in the southern part of the country, but did not provide details. The Associated Press says at least 4,450 U.S. military personnel have died in Iraq since the war began 8 years ago. A judge in Dearborn, Michigan, sent Pastor Terry Jones to jail briefly last night amid concerns that a protest planned by the church leader could turn violent. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports Jones had scheduled a rally in front of a mosque to criticize what he calls radical elements of Islam.
Jones planned a rally in front of the large Islamic Center of America mosque, but officials in Dearborn said the rally could trigger the kind of violent backlash seen when Jones burned a copy of the Quran. Jones argued his group had threatened no one, and forbidding his rally violated his right to free speech, a position backed by the American Civil Liberties Union in a friend of the court brief. After a short jury trial, the court determined Jones' rally could cause a breach of peace. He was ordered not to protest in the vicinity of the mosque for 3 years and pay a $1 so-called peace bond. Jones refused to pay and was jailed briefly before the bond was posted on his behalf. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Police in Mount Pleasant, Michigan are looking for thieves who specialize in houses of worship. The local newspaper, The Morning Sun, reports at least 7 churches have been hit by thieves this month, losing computers and other office equipment, and even cash from Sunday collection plates. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.